Well, I'm joined now by Gavin Love, who must be one very happy coach, I would think.
I think so. I think to come to an away court and get any kind of win is good, but to win by 28 points is, you know, it's an excellent performance from us, but it really is just half time, so I don't want to get too excited yet. Wolves are a very dangerous team. They shoot the ball exceptionally well, so you know, the guys better be ready and focused to go tomorrow.
Talking about shooting the ball exceptionally well, I mean, that was very much an aspect of your side's game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people always focus on our front line, but we've got guys that can really shoot the ball. It's just something we haven't really done that great this season thus far, but tonight was just an example of what those guys can do. I mean, James Jones, Michael Ojo shot the ball really well, and Lieben Colbert can stroke it from distance. And, you know, it was just a fact of going out there tonight and saying, let it play with confidence, shoot the ball, just let it fly. It's a big game, it doesn't matter, it's basketball at the end of the day. And the guys did that tonight and started knocking down shots, which is great to see.
When you came up here, was it a case of, you know, any win would be nice?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I just said, any win on an away court in the BBL is an exceptionally tough thing to get. So a lot of people say keep it close, and no, I want to win every single game. And like I said, beyond expectations, you really win by 28. But the guys came out with fire. And to be honest, it's our defense, not so much our offense. Yeah, we've got 111 points, which is the highest we've done all year. But it's our defense that's really been improving gradually in the last 2 weeks. I think we've played great defense, you know, and I'm really happy with that.
I wouldn't class myself as being an expert, but you could tell the Wolves were getting frustrated. Your defence was working really well.
Yeah, I mean, we were just applying pressure in all areas, putting pressure on the ball, and then really bumping shooters and getting the shooters' faces, really making those shots difficult ones. I mean, they still shot the ball reasonably well, but we make sure that every point they get, they have to earn.
It's a very quick turnaround, isn't it, for the second leg?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said 24 hours. No, in it, 24 hours, is it? It's more like 12 hours. But, yeah, the guys have got to get ready, and it's an 80-minute weekend. Guys are going to have tired legs. And, you know, I hope the standard of basketball from both teams doesn't suffer, but that's kind of inevitable of a long trip and two teams playing 80 minutes. But saying that, you know, this is what they get paid to do. This is what we love to do. And I'm sure they're really looking forward to it, and we'll be ready tomorrow. I'm sure the Wolves will too.
How much of it now, from your point of view, is it keeping feet on the ground, that 28-point lead in the back of their minds?
I know it's human nature for the players to think like that, but personally, I don't care. I want to win tomorrow. You know, whatever it takes, 1 point, 2 points, I want to win that game tomorrow.
An excellent all-round team performance, something of a benchmark there, I would think, finally.
Yeah, I think we got everybody firing all cylinders, and that's what we've been threatening to do all season. We kind of did it last week to a certain extent, and today, the day when we needed it, the guys stepped up, and I'm really proud of all the guys today. But like I said, it's funny having this conversation. I wouldn't normally do this at halftime, but that's all it is, it's halftime. I'd say I'm not over the moon. I'm not, you know, celebrating by any chance. I mean, they came down here and had a 26-point lead on us last time they came. So we better be ready, and the guys better be focused and ready to go tomorrow, because it's not over. Trust me, I know that.
We'll play tonight. Many thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.